The Devil's Domain, Earth, the Accuser, the Divider, the Persecutor, the Adversary, the Liar, the Loser, the Devil. Most Christians know that Satan was cast down to earth. Knowing where he is should not be disregarded, but we should also know what he has been doing. By carefully reading the text within the text of the Scriptures, we find our answers. From the beginning, the chief fallen one and his fallen angels set out to destroy the plan of the Lord God's creation of a human. Look at these Scriptures. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. Satan, in the Garden of Eden, tampered with the DNA of those first humans who had been given the Lord God's breath and tried to corrupt this holy seed. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who was called the Devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. What does this have to do with Eve, the Garden of Eden, and the serpent? Eve was seduced. How about them apples? Let us look at the encounter between the woman and the serpent. While you are listening, keep your Bible open and close by. Check the references for yourself. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, we read something interesting about this serpent. "But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." Another word used in other versions of Scripture is beguiling. In the Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 through 7 account, we realize that eating of the fruit is an idiom. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20, we read, "This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, 'I've done nothing wrong.'" The key here is not eating, but it is an idiom regarding adultery. In the reference in Genesis, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened," certainly was not saying that they were walking around up to that point with their eyes closed. You see, we accept in Scripture what we know are idioms in our English culture, but we turn around and do not do the same for other idioms in the text. We at times are quick readers, but not always deep thinkers. We are guilty of taking Scripture out of context. In Hebrew study, one never takes one Scripture out of context. It is always put into full context of what is written together as a whole. You don't have to bend it to make it fit. Let us look at this serpent in the garden. Was this serpent a literal snake? No. This is the way we see it depicted in paintings, but as you look deeper, you will begin to see how and why Satan in the garden was no more a serpent than the people described in the following. "You serpents, you brood of vipers, how shall you escape the sentence of hell?" Matthew chapter 23, verse 33. Throughout the scriptures, we find this adversary working through other vessels but never appearing to humans in his own form. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, belonging to the number of the 12. Luke chapter 22, verse 3. Notice that Judas still remained Judas. Satan can enter and take the form of that which he has entered, whether it be a serpent, a human, or a pig. He is roaming the earth, and we know his goal is to destroy the Lord God's work.